Input prices are very much a major component of your farm management, producers, and that's always the case regardless of the year. And as margins are tight this year, you need to hone in on whatever savings and economic moves you can make the best of the margins available to you this year. One aspect we might consider is fuel prices. In fact, our guest now has worked up some information not only on fuel price trends, but the possible prices that we'll see in 2017 for both diesel and gasoline. Greg Ibendahl is an agricultural economist at Kansas State University. He's just posted this information, by the way, on the agmanager.info website. So before we talk specifics that both of your papers outline, Greg, how did you get at fuel price trends here?
Well, that's one piece of data that's pretty easy to come by because the Department of Energy publishes all those for gasoline, diesel fuel, natural gas, oil, everything, and it goes back for a long ways. So it's some of your tax dollars at work, I guess, but they do have a good set of data to go back and look at.
All right. Diesel prices. And you look at the normal trends, and then you note that the trends the last couple of years have been somewhat atypical when you think about the calendar.
Yeah, I guess, you know, all the fracking we've been doing in the U.S., I guess, has some benefit because both gas and diesel prices the last 2 years especially are way below what they have been the previous 3 years, so that's a good thing. The last 2 years, though, were kind of unique because in 2015, you know, diesel prices and gas prices kind of trended down the entire year. And then 2016, almost the exact opposite happened. They both kind of trended upward a little bit. So that way, well, there wasn't a whole lot of big change either way, but they did kind of go in opposite directions, which is a little bit unusual. You can compare that with what the traditional seasonality of diesel fuel is. You know, typically, well, I guess I should go back even a little further. So at one time before the big the economy kind of really took off, you know, diesel fuel is kind of like a substitute for like fuel heating oil. So at one point in time, the high point for like diesel fuel was in the wintertime when people were burning more fuel oil for fuel. And then summertime would be the low point. Well, that has almost exactly reversed now. So now we typically see the low point usually about December. And now the diesel fuel price, when there is some seasonality, it tends to show up in March right now. But at one point, we saw kind of a mini peak. We would see like a peak in March and a peak in like October, which if you're a farmer, those are probably the two worst times to have high diesel fuel prices if you're buying fuel, you know, as you need, as you go basis.
So it's been a bit erratic compared to the norm here in 2015 into 16. The question is, will it settle back into a normal pattern?
Yeah, that's a good question because last year was kind of the year that really broke the trend thing. Compared to what, especially on the seasonality side. So like I said earlier, diesel fuel prices tend to reach their peak probably in March and then kind of level off in the summer and then go down in the wintertime. But last year was almost the exact opposite. We really saw the low point in March, which is, you know, that's totally 180 degrees from what we would normally see. But, you know, going forward, I think I would probably tend to expect to see the high point again in the spring and maybe get back to more of a more typical type pattern.
So if March tends to be the peak and right at spring planting, for those producers who will obviously be relying on diesel to power equipment during the spring and even beyond, is there incentive, do you think, to buy and store or prepay as you might now?
Yeah, you know, I think I would probably look at that. You've probably seen some rise even in the first couple of weeks of January already where fuel prices went up a little bit. So like I said, diesel is typically lowest in December, but you know, I think now it's still probably going to be lower than what it is at spring planting time. So you know, I wouldn't be afraid to go ahead and at least buy some diesel fuel now for spring planting.
As it's available. And some may not have adequate storage. Some may not have access to a prepay arrangement with their provider, but many do. So explore the option is what
you're saying. Yeah, certainly, and do that. And certainly as we get toward the end of the year, too. You know, like I said, December usually is the best month, so I would look at buying fuel in December. I'm not sure what profitability is going to be for this year, but you know, if you need to lower your profits for income tax purposes, certainly buying your fuel at the end of the year would be a way to lower that calendar year anyway.
Now, to complement what you analyzed here, Greg, you also took a crack at predicting the price of diesel fuel in 2017, putting a tangible number on how much diesel may rise or may fall. What did you come up with in general there?
Well, so we can look at the oil futures market as a way to do that. There's a really strong correlation between what the oil price is and what the diesel price is. And, you know, there's a pretty strongly traded futures market in crude oil. So we can use that as a guideline going forward here. And compared to what the oil price is now per barrel, compared to what it's going to be during the summer, you know, traders are kind of forecasting, I think, about a $10 rise or so a $5 to $10 rise in the price of oil price between now and the summer. Again, that's kind of their best expectations of what that's going to be. Well, if we translate that increase in the oil price, that would translate to probably about a 10 cent per gallon increase in diesel over the course of this year, potentially. So again, but again, you got to keep all that in mind that the traders really don't really have any shocks to the system built in. So if we did see some kind of shock, let's, you know, if there was a war someplace or something like that, or, you know, Saudi Arabia would quit sending us oil, you know, there could be a case for, you know, you would see price spikes and all these forecasts I show would go out the window. But, you know, right. Kind of a normal situation without any political unrest and whatever would kind of tend to lead that, you know, probably fuel is going to be a little bit higher in 2017, although certainly not a whole lot over what it has been last year.
And in fact, it is likely, you say, going to be below what we saw between, say, 2012 and 2014. It'll remain at a manageable level.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if I had to take my best guess, I would say it's probably a little bit above what it was in 2015 and 16, but it's certainly below what it was the 3 years previous to that.
Very good. You also did a companion analysis for gasoline prices and as well as the trends in gasoline. In a general sense, those trends tend to be more stable than diesel. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would think so. Gasoline definitely shows a summer seasonality pattern where gasoline price starts to go up after Memorial Day, and it's pretty much high through the summer, then it goes back down again, and that has pretty much held up. And then when you think about it, how we use gasoline in the United States, that kind of makes a lot of sense because we're going to use a lot more gasoline as consumers take more vacations and travel more during the summertime. They start to stay home during the wintertime, price goes back down. So it's pretty much expected that you would see a higher increase during the summertime, and I don't see that pattern going away. I think we're always going to drive more and use more gasoline during the summertime.
And that's what happened in 2016, correct, for comparison purposes here?
Yep. We see that trend definitely continuing, and the seasonality is stronger. We see a higher rise in the gasoline price. That pattern in the summer, we could easily see a 20 to 30 cent rise in the gasoline price.
And we'll talk about your actual prediction for that here in just a few moments. But there is this supply and demand function that happens here. And with lower prices for gasoline, maybe you say discouraging oil exploration. Well, we could see that force prices higher at some point.
Yeah, potentially. You know, so, you know, we're going to move along the supply curve based on what prices are. But the trouble is with the oil industry, that supply curve is so steep. And we usually have these boom and bust cycles. What happens is, you know, we can see movements in that supply curve, not just movements along the supply curve, but actually changes in that supply curve one way or the other here. So, you know, thanks to fracking, we saw, you know, a big expansion in the overall supply curve. And that was really a good thing for prices because certainly demand really didn't change a whole lot, but there was a big increase in supply. So that helped lower the prices quite a bit. But we could reach a point where if prices actually go down so low, that actually may cause producers to maybe potentially abandon some fields and even quit drilling altogether. So that, you know, something like that where we saw a really big drop in prices, that could actually be a bad thing because that could actually move the supply curve back to the left again, and then we would see probably a quick spike up in prices.
But that doesn't seem to be in the offing in the near term.
Well, I don't think so. I think we're at the point where, you know, kind of like farmers are right now, you know, the oil and gas producers are kind of eking on a profit or just kind of holding steady on their own too. But they haven't got to a point where they would actually abandon and quit drilling and pumping out of fields yet, I don't believe.
So, again, same question on the gasoline side for producers as they might be eyeing the potential for gas to go up in price seasonally, that is, into the summer. Advance pricing that gasoline now as best one can would be advisable?
Yeah, I think so. So again, you know, the gasoline price tends to follow pretty closely with the oil price, although a shift in the oil price doesn't affect gasoline quite as much. So whereas with diesel, I was forecasting maybe a 10 cent rise. I think with gasoline, you're maybe looking at like an 8 cent increase. But again, that's in addition to whatever seasonality there would be. So just like on the diesel side, I was saying that the price is probably going to be above 2015 and 16, but below the previous 3 years. Probably the same thing with gasoline. It'll kind of fit in the middle range between the last 5 years.
Well, thankful that given our, again, tight margins on the farm or ranch, that fuel prices in general are pretty manageable compared to what they were 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Farmers aren't going to use a whole lot of gasoline, you know, mainly for pickup trucks and such. But, you know, you still have to be aware of that. Know when the price is going to be will help to some degree with expenses.
Well, Greg, in your articles, you put together some charts that illustrate the trends at hand in both diesel and gasoline prices, as well as your full projections for 2017. Those are on the agmanager.info website, agmanager.info, and it's all part part of an overall theme of minimizing input costs. And really, that's what it's all about in this day and age, right?
Yeah, when profits are pretty constrained and you don't have a whole lot of money to make stuff on the revenue side, certainly the better job you can do managing the expense side is going to make any difference.
And this is one consideration, your fuel prices, producers. Greg, thanks for a quick look at your work. We appreciate the comments and your analysis here.
All right, glad to be here.
He is an agricultural economist, Kansas State University, Greg Ibendahl, and fuel prices for producers to consider in 2017, the theme of his articles on agmanager.info. Have a look at his analyses of both diesel and gasoline price trends.